Hello, this is Dr. Tracy Marks. Welcome to my personal development podcast. Today is Thursday, December 31st, 2009, on New Year's Eve. I hope everyone had a great Christmas. And now we are down to the last day of 2009. Today's topic is the aftermath of burnout, how to rejuvenate yourself in this setting. If you've recently suffered burnout, you're likely to be looking for ways to restore your peace, health, and happiness. It's important to treat yourself lovingly after such a trauma to your system so that you don't develop chronic health conditions. Burnout can cause all sorts of mental and emotional issues, including anxiety and depression. You should try to recognize the signs that lead to burnout, but this may not always be possible. If you concentrate on restoring yourself after burnout, you can avoid these issues to get your true self back. Consider these burnout tips to help you regain your strength. Number one, find a new direction. The best, most permanent way of dealing with burnout is to focus on making sustainable life changes. Ask yourself whether or not you're happy in your current situation. Perhaps it's time to make a major life shift, such as a new career or downsizing your home. Number two, take a break. It's best to get away from the situation that has caused you to burn out. This may mean going out for a walk and getting away for a few hours, or it may mean giving yourself a full-blown vacation. You don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money for a vacation. Your goal is to relax and clear your mind. You can certainly do this at home or in your local community. Number three, solve the problem. If you're currently in the middle of a stressful situation, take action to solve the problem right away as best as you can. Consider the possible solutions to the problem and ask for help from others if necessary. Number four, gain control. Take control of the situation where possible. Realize that you can solve your problems and you're not doomed to remain in this state forever. Also, have the wisdom to accept that there are situations that are just beyond your control. Do what you can to improve your situation, but avoid worrying about the things out of your control. And the last tip, number five, be open and honest. Sometimes it's best to set your pride aside and ask for help when you need it. Open up about the issues you're facing with a close friend or relative. If that's not an option for you, seek the help of a counselor. If burnout tends to be a common occurrence for you, it would be in your best interest to start studying some stress management techniques. There are certain things you can do to combat stress. For example, don't take on too much at work or home. Remember that you can and should tell people no. Make time for yourself, and ask help from others. Once you've suffered burnout, you'll likely or certainly want to know how you can avoid a similar situation in the future. Study the factors that led to your burnout and identify your mistakes so you can avoid making them again in the future. These strategies will help you regain peace with yourself. If there are any outstanding issues that you need to resolve, seek solutions so you can achieve peace. You can do so through self-reflection, prayer, meditation, and communication. And once you do, you'll avoid burnout altogether. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great New Year's Eve and a wonderful 2010. I'll see you next year.